3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh boy. Once again, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So let us begin. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And the sergeant of arms of this committee is my cat Pippa, who is sitting over there by the door, watching or listening to the painters. Oh, here she comes. Oh, okay, where are you going, Pippa? You gonna go over there? Okay, you have fun. And oh my God, am I having another horrible day. And there goes Pippa. She's now looking out the window. Watching the painters, seeing what's going on. Why am I having a terrible day? Well, my house is being painted. And I think they might actually be putting paint on my house right now. I don't know. I'm not super clear on what's going on. I'm starting to lose it a little bit. I went to bed last night. I don't remember when it was. I'm pretty sure I was asleep before 3 a.m. I remember going to bed at about 2:45. So I was asleep by 3 a.m. But then the painters woke me up at 7:24. I was sort of under the impression that they were going to start painting on Monday. Not today. Today is Saturday. But nope. These guys are very industrious. They work all the time. And they don't work 9 to 5. They work about 7 to 7. Oh my God. So I woke up at 7:24 to the sound of, you know, ladders being placed on the side of my house and other noises. And I have no idea what's going on. And so I was up until about 11. Then at about 11, I started getting tired again, and it got quiet. I thought, oh, maybe they went to lunch or something. And so I decided to try to go back to sleep at 11 a.m. And then, of course, you know, 2 minutes after I was laying down with my eyes closed, then they started up with something that was making the most god-awful noise. Rawr! I don't know, like they were sanding my house or something and rubbing a sander up against my house. And it resonates all through the sound box that is my house. But they probably only did that for about 15 minutes, and then somehow miraculously I managed to fall back asleep. And I was probably asleep by 11:30. And then I woke up just a little while ago. At 1:30 in the afternoon, I did manage to get about 2 hours of sleep. But I'm still really tired. Really tired and sitting here with a cup of tea. A cup of iced tea. So I'm trapped in my house for two reasons. The painters have their cars and trucks parked in my driveway, so I cannot get out even if I wanted to. But I have no reason to go out, and it's really hot. When I woke up, half an hour ago, or slightly less, I woke up sweating. So I'm wondering how hot it is outside. And when I woke up at 7:30-ish, it was still nice and cool outside. It was about 70 degrees. Let's check the Weather Channel now, shall we? And see what that brutal temperature is outdoors today. How hot is it? Okay, come on, show me the temperature. What? That can't be right. It says 76. That ain't right. Something's messed up. Okay, so let's get off that channel. It actually rained last night. It rained for a bit. It rained for, 2 hours. And it wasn't, you know, like a super duper heavy rain, but it was pretty decent at times. And it was kind of thundery. And it was freaking Pippa out. She didn't like the thunder, so she climbed into the thunder hut. Oh my god. Yeah, so I'm just a walking vegetable right now. My sleep pattern has just gotten so off. Well, actually, it's not too bad. I'm trying to manage it, but I'm still really off. I'm really tired. I'm strangely hot. And I'm sitting here watching NASCAR. The Xfinity race at Pocono, 23 laps to go. Kyle Busch is in the lead. Yay, go Kyle Busch. He's pretty much my guy. And he won last week's main race. This is just the Infinity race. He won the Monster Energy Cup race. Kyle Busch, he's a mighty winning race car driver. And there's scraping sounds outside and weird noises going on. Oh, man. Would just love to get some sleep. That's not going to happen. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I checked the TV schedule this morning, and I forgot there's motorcycle racing on the other channel. Here's my motocross. Oh, I just missed a race. They're talking to the motorcycle guy. And the girl standing next to him is not Carrie Balling. Where's Carrie? This girl's kind of cute, too. She's very different looking, and I really like her hair. She's got cute, dark hair. But where's Carrie? No, they're not going to show her. Okay, so let's get back to the... Getting back to the motors or the schedule. There's more motorcycle racing after this. Okay, that's good. All right, so tonight we got a game. We have football at about 7 p.m. tonight, and it says from Azteca Stadium in Mexico City, Mexico. And that's all it says. So I'm guessing it's a Mexico game. Don't know who they're playing, though. That will be another international friendly. A warm-up for the World Cup. And then it replays at midnight. Okay, good to know. So I've got a little bit of football to watch tonight. And while we're at it, we'll check some of these other channels. Nothing I want to see there. And then... Oh, at 1 a.m. there's some Archer episodes, but... Nothing I really need to see. Yeah, I've seen them all already. Numerous times. And we gotta check one more channel here really quick. Scrolling up. Alright, we've got Bundesliga Best of May on right now. Then Champions League Magazine. Then Bundesliga Season Ticket. And then Road to the 28th. The 2018 World Cup, and then the 2018 World Cup magazine, and then we're done with football, and it becomes UFC. UFC all night until 2 a.m. when they replay The Mexico game. Okay, so I'll be watching the Mexico game today at least once. I am a fan of the Mexican national team because I like Chicharito, and I also like Tecatito, and so I'll watch that game. Oh my God, I'm so tired. But not tired enough to fail to tell you about the movie I watched last night. Or yesterday. It was sort of yesterday in the late afternoon. I mentioned I was going to watch it, and I did. The film I watched was called Violet and Daisy. Violet and Daisy starred Alexis Bledel and Saoirse Ronan. Couple of young, cute girls. You might remember Alexis Bledel from such television shows as The Gilmore Girls. And of course, she was in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Saoirse Ronan, the only thing I know her from is the movie Hannah. I'm sure she's been in other stuff. I don't remember seeing yet anything else. But that's neither here nor there. Also starring in the movie was James Gandolfini. And Danny Trejo had a small role. He had a one-scene role. Oh, and it was a good movie. I really liked it. Violet and Daisy, the two lead characters, played by Alexis and Saoirse, they are assassins. They are hitmen for apparently some type of mob organization. We don't really find out much about it, but it's not really important. And so, you know, the first act of the movie is all establishing the characters of Violet and Daisy. And they're good friends, and they make money doing hits. And they do some hits, and they're going to go on vacation, but they get a call for another job. And originally, they don't take it. But then they decide to take the job because they want some money to buy some new dresses that just came out by their favorite pop star. So they take the job. And although the job starts out pretty normal, it goes awry. And, I'm not going to say anything else because I don't want to ruin it for you in case you haven't seen it. And it gets very interesting. And so, I really liked it. And while I was watching it, I was like, well, this really feels like something I've seen before. Or this really feels like a genre. Or this has given me a certain vibe that I have felt before. And it wasn't until much later, like 4 or 5 hours later, when I was thinking about it. And I was like, oh, I know what it was. Since it was like a play. It seemed like a play to me, since there were few characters, and most of the scenes in the movie are just, you know, between like two or three people at the most. And so it has this sort of theatrical vibe, and I'm like, you know, this reminds me of... The first thing I thought of was Harold Pinter. And if you're familiar with the work of Harold Pinter, the playwright, it sort of gave me that vibe watching that. And then not that much longer later, I realized, no, yeah, it was more like David Mamet. It was kind of like a David Mamet play. And for some reason, that's what it reminded me of. And you know what? Now we're going to have to check. Yeah, so I realized the whole Mamet connection at about midnight or shortly before, and I thought, I should check to see who wrote that screenplay. Because, you know, it's not like David Mamet has never written a screenplay. Just about everybody has seen some David Mamet. I think David Mamet's two biggest things that non-theater people probably know him for are Glengarry Glen Ross and House of Games. If you've seen any of these, movies. They were originally plays. And so, you know who David Mamet is. And I'm telling you, this movie, Violet and Daisy, had that vibe. So I'm calling it up here on my smart TV to see if I can find out who wrote this. It's not telling me. It's telling me that Jeffrey Fletcher is the director and producer. Good directing, I thought. Bonnie Timmerman was the producer. And what if I go to more info? Nope. Yeah, more info, all it says. Violet and Daisy are a pair of gum-cracking assassins who casually snuff out crime figures in New York City. But no information on who wrote this. Oh, I suppose I could go online and look it up. But I'm not going to right now. I'm not that curious. Oh, I liked it. When I watched the film, I almost didn't recognize Alexis Bledel. Just because, I don't know, was it her haircut? She had this cute haircut with fringe, or bangs, as people will call it. She looked really cute, and she looked different. I guess it's just because she looks older. You know, when she was in Gilmore Girls, she looked so young. Her face has just taken on this maturity. And she looks great. And Saoirse Ronan, of course, looks great. She's really cute. And they both have blue eyes, and they must have both been wearing colored contacts because they had really super blue eyes, and it was fun. And they shot a lot of guns. So if you're the type of person who likes to see cute girls shoot guns, this is a good movie for you. It's not really my thing. But, you know, whatever. But it's a good film. And so if you like the work of David Mamet and Harold Pinter and that kind of stuff, you will like Violet and Daisy. And so I recommend it. Oh. I'm trying to remember what else I watched last night. Oh, I watched I watched a couple of stand-up comedy specials. I've got a lot of stand-up comedy here on this streaming service. And so I watched a couple of random people and saw some pretty good comedy. I laughed at times, so that was fun. And then, I wonder where it went. Was it in this listing? I started watching when I got up early this morning, and after I ate and was sitting around thinking, what am I going to do with all this noise going on? Da 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 da. I thought, what am I going to do? Maybe I should watch something. And now I can't find it. And so I started looking for weird stuff. Oh, look, Battleship Potemkin. Man, I might have to watch it. I haven't seen that in a while. So now I'm scrolling around looking for what I started watching this morning. This morning I started watching a documentary called The Dog. And it is about that guy whose name suddenly escapes me. His name is, and I can't find the damn film. I don't remember where it was. That's not it. Here's Red Dog. Here's G Dog. We're going to have to use the search function. This is going to be difficult. But what I'm trying to say is, what I'm trying to get at is, there's a movie called Dog Day Afternoon starring Al Pacino and John, what's his name? You got to understand, I haven't had enough sleep. I'm in days. I'm so messed up, I can't barely think. But you know the movie Dog Day Afternoon. What you might not know is that Dog Day Afternoon is based on a true story. And although what happened in real life is slightly different than the movie, but if you don't know the movie or the story, in real life, one guy was sort of the brains behind it, and his name was, and this is what I'm trying to think of, his name was also John something, John Wodowicz. He decided to rob a bank because he needed money to get his boyfriend or girlfriend, however you want to look at it, a sex change operation. And this all turned into a big standoff in the bank, hostage situation and everything. And it did not end the same way in the movie. And in the movie, Al Pacino and I can't think of his name. You know, in the movie, the main character and his boyfriend robbed the bank, but that's not how it went down in real life. It was a different guy. And the boyfriend / girlfriend, or wife, actually, because John Wodowicz actually married his lover. And this was, in the early 70s. It wasn't exactly a legal marriage, but his lover, a guy named Ernest, or Ernie, who went by Liz, was in the mental hospital after, I think it was an attempted suicide. So Liz is in the mental hospital while John is robbing the bank and demands that, once this becomes a standoff and a huge hostage situation and everything, then John demands that Liz is released from the hospital and brought to the bank and blah, blah, blah. And in real life, nobody died. But John Wodowicz did, in fact, go to jail for 7 years. And his girlfriend Liz, or boyfriend at the time, did actually get her gender reassignment surgery and is now a woman, and they're both alive and well. I don't think they're together. I don't know. I've read up on the real story a number of times, and I'm only about a half an hour into this documentary. So I don't know the full story yet. I haven't watched it all the way through, but I have many, many questions. The thing that always was weird to me is the whole thing. I mean, okay, here's two gay guys who are married. One guy wants a sex change. And then watching the documentary, I've learned that John, the main guy here, he did not want his partner to get a sex change. But apparently, he eventually caved to pressure and robbed the bank. So, I've had many questions about this for years. I first learned that the Dog Day Afternoon story was a true story about 10 years ago. And so, I was reading about it, and there's only so much you can find out reading things like Wikipedia articles, Because, you're not getting first-hand information. You're not getting any information from the horse's mouth, so to speak. It's all very, tenuous, diaphanous. And so, I'm glad I started watching this, because this is a story. This documentary is basically told in the first person. John Wodewitch, the guy who did it, basically tells the story through this documentary. And there's lots of archival footage, and there's lots of interviews with people involved, including his sisters, his mom. And this was made in 2013, so this is fairly recent. This is only, you know, about 5 years old. I'm really into it so far. Yeah, the funny thing is when I was watching it, the cable or something went out, and so it jumped me back to TV, and that's when I realized, oh, I'm kind of tired. Maybe I should go back to sleep. So after this show is over, while I'm eating my lunch, I will probably watch the rest of this. I can tell you right now, I already recommend it. I don't need to see it all the way through to let you know that this is worth watching. This documentary is called The Dog. You can stream it free on Vudu. You might want to look for it. It tells a very, very interesting story. This guy, John Wodewitch, he's a character. He's kind of messed up. He's an interesting person. Not a brilliant guy. Not a very refined guy. Kind of a rough gentleman. Rough around the edges. And he speaks forthrightly. He just tells it like it is. And that's unusual to see in people in this day and age, at least in my opinion. So that makes this documentary sort of all the more interesting. This guy, he hides nothing. He tells it like it is. He's very straightforward. And it's kind of wild. So yeah, I'll be watching the rest of that. So very interesting. As a matter of fact, I think I'm just going to select this and queue it up right now so that I can watch it later. The cool thing about this particular app or streaming service is that if you get bumped out, it remembers where you were. So I'm very thankful for that. And so hopefully after it runs this commercial that I've seen 20,000 times, it will start me off right where I left off. Yeah. These movies are free with ads. And the worst part of it is, they don't get a lot of... Beautiful. It started right back up where I was. Hit pause. They don't get a lot of streaming advertisers, and so they're just showing me the same. For the first like week, all I saw were the same three commercials. Now I've seen about five or six altogether. But the commercial that they show me the most is for Central Community College, a community college that has locations in some smaller towns out in Nebraska, Grand Island and Hastings. And where's the other one? Columbus. And I've seen this commercial, oh my God, 1,000 times, possibly more. Because it's the default commercial. Anyway, I got to get out of here. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 19:30 right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow to see if I got any sleep at all. I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my